ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय All together, please. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Bitam Tham Sajivam Sarvetam Sabadutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Bitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Tina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gobika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapcha Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 52. Is it 58? Okay, 58. Please repeat. Abhadito pi yabaso yata vastutaya smrita durgatatvad Indriyakam Tadvad Ata Vikalpitam Abaditopi Yabhaso Yatavastu Thayasmitaha Durgatavad Indriyakam Indriyakam Tadvad Atha Vikalpitam Abhaditopi Yabhasho Yatavastu Thayasmitaha Durga Tadvad Indriyakam Tavad Atha Vikalpitam Abhadito pihya abhaso Yathavastu thayasmitaha Dorkathavad endriyakam Thavad atha vikalpitam Please repeat Abhaditaha Rejected Api, although, he, certainly, abhasaha, a reflection, yata, as, vastutaya, a form of reality, smritaha, accepted, dhurgatavad, because of being very difficult to prove the reality, Indriyakam, knowledge derived from the senses. Tadvat, similarly. Atta, reality. Vikalpitam, speculated or doubtful. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has factual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult. Please repeat. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false. It has factual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. The impersonalists try to prove that the varieties in the vision of the empiric philosopher are false. The impersonalist philosophy, Vivartavad, generally cites the acceptance of a rope to be a snake as an example of this fact. According to this example, the varieties within our vision are false, just as a rope seen to be a snake is false. The Vaishnavas say, however, that although the idea of the rope is a snake is false, the snake is not false. One has experience of a snake in reality, and therefore he knows that although the representation of a rope as a snake is false or illusory, there is a snake in actuality. Similarly, this world, which is full of varieties, is not false. It is a reflection of the reality in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual world. The reflection of a sun from a mirror is nothing but light within darkness. Thus, although it is not exactly sunlight, without the sunlight, the reflection would be impossible. Similarly, the varieties of this material world would be impossible unless there were a real prototype in the spiritual world. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot understand this, but a real philosopher must be convinced that the light is not possible at all without the background of sunlight. Thus, the jugglery of words used by the Mayavadi philosopher to prove that this material world is false may amaze inexperienced children, but a man with full knowledge knows perfectly well that there cannot be any existence without Krishna. Therefore, a Vaishnav insists on the platform of somehow or other accepting Krishna. Tasmat kenapi upayena manat Krishna nifeshanat. When we raise our unmixed faith to the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is revealed. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Mavyashakta manapata yogam yunjatam asrayaha asamsayam samagrambam yathakyaya sitakshrinu. Now hear, O son of Pritha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So very important, right? Seventh chapter, how to know Krishna without doubt. Seventh chapter, Krishna is saying how you can practice that. Now hear, O son of Pritha, Arjuna. Simply by raising one's staunch faith in Krishna and his instructions, one can understand reality without a doubt. Asamsayam samagram mam. One can understand how Krishna's material and spiritual energies are working and how he is present everywhere, although everything is not him. This philosophy of Achintabheda Bhed, inconceivable oneness and difference, is the perfect philosophy enunciated by the Vaishnavas. Everything is an emanation from Krishna, but it is not that everything must therefore be worshipped. Speculative knowledge cannot give us reality as it is, but will continue to be nefariously imperfect. So-called scientists try to prove that there is no God and that everything is happening because of the laws of nature. But this is imperfect knowledge, because nothing can work unless directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:10 by the Lord Himself. Maya dakshena prakriti suryate sacharacharam hetuna nena kunteya jagat viparivartite. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it's producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. In this regard, Madhavacharya gives this note: Gurgata vad atavena parameshwarena naiva kalpitam. The background of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Vasudeva savamiti sa mahatma sadulabaha. This can be understood by a Mahatma who is perfect in knowledge. Such a Mahatma is very rare. Mukum Kurochiva Chalam Pongam Laite Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Abadito Pihya Abaso Yata Vastu Taya Smitaha Durgata Vat Indriyakam Tavat Atha Vikalpitam. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has factual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult. Yes, so this is the big problem in the material world. People tend to become voidists or mayavadis. What is the voidist? Thinks everything has come from nothing. This idea is very popular amongst the scientists, right? Everything has come from zero. But if everything is coming from zero, this is completely illogical. Because nothing isn't a dark space, that is something. Nothing isn't a singularity. Nothing isn't a compressed part of matter. Nothing means the absence of everything. So nothing is not there in the first place to explode. Right? That's their Big Bang theory. Of course, they change it with every magazine every month. We don't change the Bhagavatam. Huh? Even a child can understand that's stupid. Right? Everything has come from nothing, which doesn't exist in the first place. If you say to a child, go to the corner shop and get the chocolates and toffees you want. And he will say, I've got nothing. And then the mother will say, don't worry, everything comes from nothing. So when you go to the toffee shop, just tell them, everything comes from nothing. Take nothing and give me toffees. So from nothing, nothing can come. Because nothing doesn't exist. You can't have an explosion unless there's something. So the material scientists, they turn nothing into something that can explode. But then if something, nothing has become something that can explode, well then it's not nothing. So Mayavada is nonsense. Or voidism is nonsense. But then that is zero. But then the Vaishnava or the Mayavadi comes along and says, well, actually everything has come from vikar, no visesh, nirvisesh, nirguna, from the oneness. And it is nirvisesh. It has no qualities. It has no variety. So they're going from zero to one. But if everything is one, monism, if there has no variety in the source, Janmadiyashyata, second sloka of Vedanta Sutra, if nothing has no variety, how can it create variety? Right? If I don't have a palette of paints, red, blue, green, whatever, yellow, how can I make varieties of color? How can I create variety in the painting, in my creation, unless I have in the root, in the cause, variety of color? If I just have white, how can I make color? If I'm just a light vibrating, impersonal, then why should I create anything anyway? Why shouldn't I just sit there vibrating in my oneness, without personality, without desire to create, to have leela, without interaction? How can I have interaction? How can I create? I'm nirguna. They mistake you, they misinterpret. Jugglery of words, as Prabhupada says. Nirvisesh means without variety, nirguna without quality. So, how is there a creation if you don't have the quality, the creative impetus in your nature? If you put all the paint and you put a stone in front of the palette, the artist's palette, and you give him a nice easel with a nice sheet, and you say, impersonal object, create a nice painting, I'll be back tomorrow. You come back tomorrow, is there a painting on the canvas? It has no personality. So they're saying that all this personality, all this variety came from one. One what? Well, that's something. At least they're going from nothing to something. But then the Vaishnavas come along and say, no, the Supreme, the Absolute Truth is personal, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That there is a personality, and this is 3 points in the Dasha Mula Tattva to understand the Supreme Person. The Dasha Mula means 10 primary or root points of Vaishnava philosophy. So the first point in describing the Supreme Lord is Hari Ishwaraha. We've discussed this at certain times. Hari. So actually, Hari is a reference to Ha. Hari. Hari is one, but he is a moiety. In English, the moiety means a duality. He's one, but he's also dual. And what is that duality? It is that just like the sun and the sunlight, the sun is the source of the sunlight. The sun is Ri, and Ha is the sunlight, Hari. So we have Shakti Mam and Shakti. We have Krishna and Shakti. We have sun and sunlight. Now they're the same, you can say. Sun and sunlight are the same. But there's distinction also. So the Supreme Lord, this is Vaishnava philosophy, he expands himself in variety. This is second point of Dashamula. That the absolute truth is one, but from our perspective we can categorize as the source and the energy. Clear point. The sun and the sunlight, this is an analogy, but you have to go beyond the analogy, go into realization. So we have we have Krishna, Shaktimam, and Swarup Shakti, Radha. So second point of understanding in the Dashamula Tattva is Achincha Shaktimam, that Hari is possessed of Achincha Shakti. Now Achincha should be understood. Achincha means thinking. Now you hear Prabhupada talking about the speculative philosophers. Now what does Rupa Goswami say about the speculative philosophers? He says, Atakshri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavad Grayam Indriya. That the absolute truth is beyond the speculative, beyond the mind. What's the second half of that sloka? Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavagame. Sorry? Sevan Mukhi Hijivado Swayam Eva Spuryada. Yes. So by rendering devotional service to that Supreme Lord, he will revert Spuryada. But out of his mercy, he will, just like there's that sloka, he will. What is that? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojati Janiti Yashuvai Ragyam Janam Kyayat Ahoitikam. So he will bestow knowledge upon you, as Prabhupada mentions there, if you approach him respectfully in a devotional mood. Just like you. If I want to be your friend, you will reveal yourself if I approach nicely. Oh, where were you born? Who is your mother and father? What do your brother and sister do? What are your thoughts on this? But you won't reveal yourself if I say, hey, what's up? If I bump into you in the railway station and I say, hey, what's your name? You have to approach the Supreme Lord with devotion, just like you in this material world. You can't go to the Prime Minister and say, hey, what's going on? How's it in Parliament today? You think, who's this fool? If you go to the person in a high position, oh, your dear Prime Minister, you're very wonderfully managing the country, such a stressful job, but you're known for your dedication, they say, oh, thank you very much. What would you like? Oh, long-term visa? So you approach Krishna properly, he'll reveal himself. So achincha shakti. So achincha means that. Chincha means thought, speculation. Rupa Goswami Atakshri Krishna Nabhav. You can't use the materially contaminated mind and senses to go to transcendence, as Prabhupada explained. You have to have purified consciousness, and that chit, that consciousness, when applied to the Supreme Lord, will reveal the Supreme Lord. The material body and senses will not bestow revelation. But purified consciousness, imbued with devotion, Krishna Anushilanam, favorable mood towards the Supreme Lord, and then the Supreme Lord by his very nature will want to reveal himself, because he is the source of everyone. He is the Supreme Father, Anadir Adir Govinda. So, through mental speculation, voidism, impersonalism, where will devotion come? If you think, I am part of the great oneness, I am God, then the Supreme Lord will not be well disposed to you. If you go to Narendra Modi and you say, I'm Prime Minister also. If everyone thinks they're Prime Minister, that means there is no prime minister. So if everyone thinks I'm God, then there is no God. There is just a bunch of fools. So you may juggle words, take the Vedic statements here and there, tatvam asi swatake, you are that. They have four Mahavakyas, the Mayavadis. You are that. No, but actually in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains a proper understanding of that. Tattvam asi, you are his. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Mavaivamsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. They're eternally living entities and they belong to here. Look at mana shastra indriyani prakriti stani kashiti. But now you're struggling with the mind and senses, and you, because of your non-devotional attitude and you're attached to the material energy instead of the source, now you're plugged into the material energy, so you're reciprocating with the Maya Shakti. So you're living in illusion. So then the Mayavadis come along and say, instead of that proper understanding, they say, the reason you don't know your God is because you're in illusion. Oh, I'm God, but illusion has made me think I'm not God, I'm material. That means illusion is stronger than God. Illusion has put God into illusion. So that means Maya, illusion, is God. Because I've been subordinated by Maya. So Achincha Shakti Mam means that beyond Achincha, Achincha means that you can't reach the Supreme Absolute Truth by exercising your brain. Just like you can't become God by exercising your body. Right? So by exercising your mind, you can separate the coverings into two. Oh, I'm going to lift 200 kilos. I've become God. No, you become dog. Actually, a dog is faithful to the master, so we shouldn't insult dog. Janika Pandit says he has four good qualities, the dog. He's faithful to his master. He's happy with whatever the master gives. Even if the master chastises him, he remains faithful to the master. And number four is, when he awakes very quickly, right? He's a very good chokidar. So we shouldn't insult a dog by calling Mayavadi a dog. So Achincha Shakti means that. Achincha Shakti. That the range of his energies are unlimited. And they are unlimited in depth. Now we find that hard to understand. Unlimited? Oh, that's a lot. No, no. It means unlimited. But that means a lot. And the variety, and it's powerful in depth. No, just like we look at the sky and we think, oh, it's big, but it must come to an end. Because that's our material conditioning, right? Everything we experience, the bodily strength, our mental energy, our mental perception is limited. So we're in, that's the conditioned state. By the body and the mind, this is imposing upon the consciousness, contaminating the prakriti stani kashiti, and we're thinking, ah, God must be limited. Or we impose our material conditioning on God. But actually, though the material energy can indicate the opulence and the power and shakti of God, it is the limited function, it is the material energy, it is the lesser energy. It is the secondary energy. We have no... So it can indicate the absolute truth, just like this analogy in the sloka here. The reflection of the sunlight in the mirror indicates the sun, but it doesn't carry the potency of the sun. So the material energy indicates the power, the variety of the absolute supreme Lord, but it doesn't carry the same potency. So our body, our mind, they're limited function. Now somebody may step forward and say, oh, you just said, and Krishna says, angsa. Jiva angsa. This is the first point, 3 points in the Dashamula Tattva in explaining the jiva. Jiva angsa. That the jiva is a part. So therefore, you are limited. Yes, your body and mind is limited, but you're also an angsa. You're a part of the Supreme. He is Satchitananda Vigraha, unlimited. You are also Satchitananda. You're a particle of sun, right? A particle, a photon of the sun has the same quality as the sun. A drop of ocean water has the same qualities as the ocean. A particle of gold has the same quality as the unlimited mountain of gold, but it doesn't have the same quantity. So look, you're limited. You're saying you use the purified consciousness of the soul to realize the absolute truth, but your consciousness is limited. Yes, I accept your body is limited, I accept my mind is liberated, but now you're saying the limited soul can understand the limited. Seems reasonable. No, because the unlimited can reveal himself. He's not limited. So when he decides to reveal himself, he can make the limited soul capable of understanding his unlimited nature. Do you see the point? He's not limited, so he can reveal what it is, what is unlimited to the limited. Otherwise you say that he is dominated by your limitation. The limitation of the individual soul limits the Supreme Lord's ability. No. And therefore we see in the Vedanta Sutra, in the fourth kanda, fourth chapter, that is the Moksha Kanda, that the Supreme Lord reveals himself fully and capably, eternally. And that's what the great rishis and sages and Vaishnav are doing. They are meditating on the absolute truth. And then by the grace of the absolute truth, they are developing more and more realization of the absolute truth. Param drisva nivartate. Therefore they don't care for the material energy, because it is secondary. They're plugged in, if you like, to the power station. They're not interested in the transformer. They've gone straight to the source. So achintya shakti mam. Then the third point is not real. Yes, it is relevant to this. Is rasavai saha. That not only is there the Supreme Lord and a vast expansion of variety of energy, that energy is not impersonal. In the sense it is not mechanical. It has rasavai saha. Right? That's from the Upanishad. The Supreme Lord, he's expanded throughout the creation rasa. Rasa means mellow. Mellow taste. Just like we have five primary rasas, right? Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental, and conjugal. Conjugal is variety, parakeya, swabhav. And then we have the secondary rasas. Rupa Goswami has explained these in Bhakti Rasam, Rasamrita Sindhu. Laughter, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, ghastliness. So we all know that, right? Every spirit soul knows what laughter is. Even animals can pick up some laughter, but usually they're in a very depressed state. Astonishment. Right? I remember one time in Mayapur, you know, in Mayapur festival time, the hot air and the cold air mix, and sometimes you get great thunderstorms. So there was such a thunderstorm one year. I thought, I was in the Lotus building, I thought I'll go out and watch. But it was so loud. It was vibrating in the heart. And it was just astonishing. Abhuta, it's called Abhuta. So we all know what astonishment is. We all know what compassion is. Doya, kripa, jiva doya. Huh? Bhagavata seva jiva doya namaruchi. So laughter, astonishment, ghastliness, right? It's a rasa, right? You see a motor accident, oh, it's ghastly. A poor dog is run over in the street, oh, it's ghastly. Anger, we all know what anger is. So these rasas, five primary, seven, and then there are 33 sanchari bhavs. We won't enumerate them. Last one is mrityu, the sense of I'm going to die. But they actually have their real status on the transcendental platform. So these mix in the creation, like modern art is ghastly, right? And at the moment, modern music is ghastly. Huh? This material civilization is becoming more and more ghastly. The rivers are polluted, the air is polluted. Because instead of serving a Bhagavata Seva, instead of serving the Supreme Lord, they're exploiting the material energy. Instead of using the material energy in the service of the Lord and thereby awakening bhakti, they are thinking, ah, Mother Nature is mine to exploit. So Mother Nature's going, slap, slap. It's just like you're the child of your mother. Your mother, if you try and exploit your mother, that is a perverted condition. You should rely on the grace of your mother, and she will fulfill, and she will protect you. But this modern technology is a way of exploiting Bhumi Devi. Exploit. We found some oil, we found some gold, we found this. Now we know how to make atom bombs, nuclear bombs. Now I can become powerful. I can become Ravana. So this is ravenous civilization, destroying the environment. They go more and more into tamogun. Destructive. So the variety is there. Krishna is the source, he is the sunlight, he has his energy, it is a vast array of energies, there's a vast variety of mellows. But we are in the part of the material world, and this is the point. The Vaishnava, Prabhupada mentioned there, Vaivartavad, is the same as Mayavad. What does that mean, Vaivartavad? You see, the Mayavadi idea is that the absolute truth is Sat. Sat means beyond transformation, vikara, beyond transformation. So therefore, that absolute truth they postulate is one. So how can you explain the variety? Now, we as Vaishnavas, I just explained, say it's all his achincha shakti, and it is emanation from him. So the Mayavadi is stuck. He says, yes, it's all one. Salt and sugar, it's the same. Okay, when you're having your chai, put salt instead of sugar and see if it's all one. Oh no, no, now I'm under illusion, because the absolute truth, he can't change. He is eternal oneness. So therefore, it is an illusory transformation. It doesn't really exist. Just like this example Prabhupada put in the purport, do you remember? You see a rope and you think it's a snake. So he says this material, the Mayavadi says, this material world is a mistake. When you come out of illusion, you'll realize you're God. I already explained this point, why I'm under illusion if I'm God. So therefore, the varieties of the material world, they're just the illusion. Just like when you see a rope, just like this rope, you think, oh, it's a big python, 40 foot long. But there's no python. But Prabhupada in the actual verses says, but however, that illusion has factual existence. The Mayavadi, though, he twists words and says, it has no factual existence, it's not really there. And like I say, if it's not really there, then put salt instead of sugar in your chai. And instead of frying your pakoras in ghee, fry them in motor oil. It's all one. It's just an illusion. And you, O great Mayavadi, rubber-stamped Shankaracharya, you have transcended the illusion, which doesn't exist. No, but the Mayavadi, then as Prabhupada says here, Vaishnava said, no, it has factual existence. Just like the reflection of sunlight is not the original sunlight, but it is sunlight transformed. That is vikara. But they say that vikara, the change, is just a bewilderment. So they are also called vivartavads. Same as Mayavad, therefore they call Mayavadi. Vadi means to see, Vada, and Maya means to see illusion. Everything is illusion. Now that is what is a very bad idea. It holds back a whole nation. If you think that everything is illusion, then you can throw dirt in the street. You can urinate in the street. I'm God, it's all illusion. Lying is the same as telling the truth. It's all one. That will degrade. If you think you're God, if somebody goes into a hospital, say in the West, they say, I'm God, they'll say, okay, sit down there next to Napoleon and Jesus Christ, the doctor's coming in a minute. We'll give you some nice medicine to calm you down. But a nation that thinks, we're all God, I'm God. Huh? Now a nation that puts garlands on crazy people is not going in a good direction. So that is what... And it destroys bhakti, which is the source of enlightenment. Because if you think, God, why should I? I'm already devoted to myself. Why do I need to become devoted to anyone else? So you're going to have a big ego. You're going to think, I'm God. Therefore, if I cheat you, I steal from you, spit in the street, it's all one. throw rubbish here and there. It's all one. It's all illusion. So, if I rob the bank or I deposit money in the bank, it's all one. Just like if you have a car crash and you crash into the tree or you crash into another car. The police come and say, what happened? Oh, it was just illusion. Why are you getting on my case? Why are you chastising me? It's all illusion. The tree isn't really there. My motor car isn't really there. So the policeman will say, well, I'll tell you something. The paddy wagon is here, and that's real. And we also have a jail for you. And that's real. So Mayavadi, what's that? It's in the Mayavadi Bhasya Sunil Bhakti Sarva Vanash, right? Destroy all bhakti. And it destroy a nation. Just like Modism in the that's in the West. Buddhistic voidism, that is destroying the West. There's no reality. When we die, that's it. So you can do any damn thing. Right? So monism and Mayavad, they destroy human society. Like I was explaining last Monday, if you accept that there's a Supreme Lord and he's the source of morality, shakti, energy, then and he is the supreme, then I have an obligation, right? Just like if I have a father, I have an obligation to my father, to my mother. If we understand that Mother Nature is real, a personality, Bhumi Devi, if we understand the Supreme Lord is there, if we understand that the material energy, even though it's secondary, it is a real manifestation of the Absolute Truth, then my whole attitude to life changes. I have to accept the dictates of the Supreme Lord. Dharmam tu shakshad bhagavat pranihitam. Right? What is dharma? It is the path laid out by the Supreme Lord. Jiva dharma is the ultimate expression. Varnashram dharma is the materially relevant expression. Mahajyena katasvapanta. So all the acharyas, Vaishnavacharyas, Madhvacharya, Prabhupada mentioned, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka Acharya, they have chastised the Mayavadis. They have destroyed this philosophy. So you may ask, why was the it's in this book, Mayavadam Ashakchastram Prishanam Bodham Uchite. Yes, it's from the Padma Puran. Actually, Shankaracharya, Vaishnavayata Shambhu, he's the greatest Vaishnav, and he was asked. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, here it is. Padma Puran, Uttarakanda, 43.6. Mayavadam Ashakshastram Prashchanam Bodham Uchyate Mayava Kalpitam Devi Kalo Brahmana Rupina. Replying to the question of Uma Devi said, because Uma Devi, the wife of Lord Shiva, she asked, why are you propagating this hellish Mayavad voidistic philosophy? Replying, she said, so his wife was asking, he's getting on his case, why are you destroying Oh, Devi, Mayavad philosophy is extremely materialistic and warped. the nihilistic views of Buddhism have surreptitiously been disguised in the Vedic jargon in order to enter the arena of civilized Aryan Dharma. This Mayavad philosophy, which I must propagate in Kali Yuga, has taken birth, which I must propagate in Kali Yuga, having taken birth in a Brahmana family. So why the question? So it's propagated by Lord Shiva. This is my why. So the various reasons given, but here primary reason is given. One of the reasons, primary reason, is to bring in Kali Yuga, destroy the corrupted Varnashram system, so it can be rebuilt. One reason is also this impersonal philosophy, to put it all in one place in the Sharika Basya, so it can be defeated by the Vaishnavacharyas. And the also another reason is that the Asuras, they're always, that's like the mafia. If you think of the Asuras in the lower planetary system and the Devas like a good government, right? The Devas are like the civil servants of Krishna in the material world, and the Asura, the Rakshasa, are like the mafia. The mafia are always in competition with a good government, right? So they're very powerful at the moment. So the Rakshasa and Asura, they were always being defeated by the Devas because they're always struggling to get in control. They want to control Bhumandala at the moment, but they'll fail. Because why? Krishna, Vishnu, always takes the side of the Devas. So the Mayavadis, they thought, now what's going on here? Vishnu is always on the side of the Devas, and that's why we're always defeated. We can't become the government because Vishnu is supporting the civil service and keeping us mafia in charge of corruption, drugs, sex, prostitution, gun running. He's keeping us in our position, whereas we want to become like Ravana. And look, Ram came, destroyed Ravana. So I know what we'll do. We'll start worshipping Vishnu. And yetam mam prapadyante, he says, all of them as they approach me, I reward accordingly. So we'll get Shakti from Vishnu, and then he'll favor us. So they thought, for a surreptitious purpose, we'll take to bhakti. So that would pollute the association of the Vaishnavas. So therefore, Lord Shiva, Gunavatar, Gunavatar of Tamagun, illusory potency, he propagated Mayavad, so that all the Rakshasas and demons that want to be the supreme controller will take to this philosophy and leave the Vaishnavas aside, not pollute the ashram of the Vaishnavas. And they'll be condemned by their Asuric, Rakshasa, Mayavadi, monistic, voidistic ideas. They'll be kept separate, subdued. So that is a primary reason. And then the Vaishnavas, free of contaminated association, will be able to propagate the true Dharma in Kali Yuga. Shravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedam. And they will not worship me for surreptitiously for power and position, but they'll worship me anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti. They'll worship me out of love. And they'll come to me, and the asuras, rakshasas, they'll be diverted into the darkness, into the lower planets. Atala vitala suttala, talatala mahatala rasatala patala. They'll go down there. where they belong. Krishna says in the Gita, those that are envious and mischievous, I continually throw them into lower species of life, where they learn the hard way. So this is one of the primary reasons. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he elucidates this. This is chapter 18. Yes, 18 in the Jiva Dharma. And in there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he fully elucidates the Mayavadi philosophy and takes it apart step by step. So I record you, I encourage you all to read that. Chapter 18, get the whole book. And so, we don't want Mayavadis. Let them strut around thinking I'm God, and then running to the dentist when they have a headache, because it's all illusion. If you have a headache, why not go to the dentist? Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, we've gone over time, I'm so sorry. So we'll call it halt at this point. Thank you all very much.